The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to the third episode of Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I am your host, Monster Jam Lord. And I just got back from Salt Lake City, Utah, for the first shows of Monster Jam in 2021, this year. And hey, what a fun weekend it was. A lot of great action. You know, it wasn't our typical arena show at all, you know, quite a different lineup, but I think that's going to be the new norm of what we see mostly is lineups like this and in stadiums and arenas. But let's not waste any time. Let's get started. We're going to recap all five shows, go over the stats, go over, you know, what happened, and we got a lot. We got five shows here, so let's get right into it. Show one, the first competition of the year was racing. And that went to Todd LeDuc. Todd LeDuc was the first ever competition winner in 2021. Beat out Eric Swanson in racing. Glad to see that. Then in the skills competition, Kristen Anderson had a really nice run. It was, you know, what her typical is. You know, she usually goes for a sky wheelie, then does that reverse popper. She did that in Arlington a couple months ago. Yeah, great skills run. It was just, you know, the best of that show so far. Then you get into the donut competition. Megalodon took that out of Anderson. He threw down a nice one in Arlington, too, for the skills. But then the donut competition, he won. So, pretty good donut. And then freestyle, later that night, was Todd LeDuc. Just another nice run. And the winner of the overall was Kristen Anderson. She took the overall for the first show of the year. And that was pretty good, you know, pretty good show. Adam Anderson, he had some bad luck. The first show, just on the skills hit, he broke on the first hit. Then the freestyle, he crashed on the first hit. Still won donuts. And then racing, he got out a little early. Kristen's skills, like I said, really good and really consistent. And then also in the donut competition, Todd, he flipped over just before he even got to do the donut. So, yeah, you know, pretty good show. Pretty good first introductory to the weekend, I'd say. You know, wasn't the best show of the weekend, wasn't the worst show. Somewhere in the middle. And I guess, you know, the moment of the show was probably what was Kristen's skills competition run. Just, you know, the most entertaining thing was that reverse popper up the ramp. So, yeah, that was the first show. Pretty basic, pretty, you know, rudimentary. Just a good standard for a Monster Jam show. Let's get into the second show. Winner of racing again, Todd LeDuc. So far, he went undefeated, 2-for-2. You know, I love to see my man Todd do good in racing. That he has, that's 6 racing wins of the weekend, 6-0 so far. And then we got a repeat again. Kristen Anderson took the skills competition again. Just another nice run. The winner of donuts was again Adam Anderson Megalodon. We got a whole repeat of this show until we get to freestyle, which went to David Olfert and Jurassic Attack. Great run. He really surprised me. Like, I'd seen some clips of him before, and he, you know, he was really good and all that in the couple of shows that he did, but he was really blowing me away. I guess I hadn't seen enough of him, because that was really good stuff that he was doing, especially in the second show's freestyle. And then the overall, with no competition wins, was Bryce Kenny, Mohawk Warrior. He took the overall for that show, and yeah, what can we say about the show? Kristen had a nice skills run, and then another good freestyle for Bryce Kenny, didn't win. Jurassic freestyle, really good. He had the first, like, moonwalk of the weekend in the second show. Adam Anderson had some more bad luck this show. God, it was not good for him. But I guess the moment of this show would have to be Jurassic Attack's freestyle. I'll say it right now before we even get to the end, he was the best. He was my favorite of the entire weekend, especially in freestyle. Just the skill that he had was way more than anyone else in an arena. Like, Adam, you know, stadium driver. Todd, stadium driver. But David Olfert, I don't even know how many Monster Jam shows he has under his belt, but he's already got a lot more arena awareness than I'd say Adam or Kristen or anyone else that was there. So the moment of the show, Jurassic Attack's freestyle for show two on Saturday, 1 p.m. Then you get to Saturday, what was that, 7 p.m.? We got show three. And then again, undefeated, 3-for-3, Todd LeDuc beat out Adam Anderson in racing. Love to see that. And then the skills, Todd, two wins in a row, finally changing it up. You know, Todd LeDuc got the skills in this one with two nice wheelies across the pad. He's pretty good at that. Those are entertaining. How slow he walks it up. I like that. And then the donut competition winner, that was David Olfert in Jurassic Attack. Pretty damn good donut, if I do say so myself. He was doing really good in the donut competition, too. He got two donut wins across the weekend. And then freestyle, he got two in a row. Jurassic Attack, David Olfert. I think this run was, it was his second best of the weekend, I'm pretty sure. Really good run, though. More moonwalks and all that stuff. Just the way he sends it, he was like, the whole weekend, he was like twisting across the pads. Like, everyone else was hitting things straight on. But he was like twisting, trying to get the truck upset, and it was working. Another awesome standing freestyle for David Olfert. And then show three's overall winner, Todd LeDuc, Monster Energy. This was probably the best show of the weekend, I'd say. A lot of good highlights from this one, like, you know, Jurassic Tech's skills and donuts. Yeah, he did a little reverse popper thing. Then Troublemaker in freestyle, he crashed. You know, Travis Groth, that was good. You know, it's always good to see a crash in an arena because you're that close. You hear all the clinky noises and stuff. Obsessed had some good air in freestyle. Eric Swanson, you know, kind of fell under the radar this weekend. Not, skills aren't really his, you know, forte. Or not skills, I meant to say arenas. But, yeah, he wasn't doing that good in skills this weekend either. He usually does do good in skills. Kristen's freestyle was great. She was getting the truck upset. And then same with David Olfert, you know, really getting that truck upset. Great freestyle. And also in freestyle, don't forget, Adam Anderson did, like, a somersault and almost went into the wall. That was really cool. That was probably moment of the show. Either that or David Olfert's freestyle. Tough to say. I mean, the 75-second David Olfert freestyle probably would take over Megalodon's, you know, early flip. So I think Jurassic Attack had the moment of the show again. Now going into show four, let me take a sip of water real quick. We got racing, and this time Todd LeDuc got defeated. So he went, he's like, at this point in the show, he's at, or in the weekend, he's at 9-1 in racing. He lost to Adam Anderson in the final round. Actually, might be like 11-1, something like that. But yeah, he lost to Adam Anderson in racing. This is where Adam's luck started to turn around during the weekend. You know, he had pretty bad luck in the first three shows, even with the donut wins. But this Sunday is when his luck really turned around. So you move on to skills. Kristen Anderson again with the skills win. Just kind of another basic skills run. Nothing, like by this point, it was nothing special. Then donuts, Megalodon, Adam Anderson again with another win. Then freestyle, Kristen Anderson and Gravedigger. So, and overall winner was Megalodon. So I'm going through this fast and I'll tell you why. This show was the worst show of the weekend by far. I can't really say much entertaining happened at this show. Like, Obsessed had some big air in freestyle, and like Kristen Anderson flipped in her freestyle, but it was like the slowest crash of all time. She tipped and the truck just went whoop until it flipped on its lid. Nothing else stood out, like nothing in the skills really, nothing in the donuts obviously. Racing was pretty boring. It was the worst show of the weekend, but it was Adam's first win, so that was good. Really good to see Adam turn his luck around because, you know, he's one of my personal favorites and, you know, I've been driving for 15 years or so. But yeah, this show was not entertaining really at all. I mean, it's Monster Jam. Of course it's entertaining, but not Monster Jam level of entertaining. So let's move on to show five. Oh, wow. That was good. Okay, that was cool. Show five of the weekend. And we get two racing wins in a row for Adam Anderson versus Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny. Bryce just did not have a good weekend at all. You know, he's always coming second in competitions or third, or I mean, like, it's not like he had a bad weekend, but it just wasn't, no wins, nothing really stood for him. But yeah, give Adam Anderson two in a row for Sunday racing. Then skills, we got Adam Anderson again, just two nice sky wheelies. The second one, he rode it out across the pad. Nothing else really in skills. The skills was really lacking this show, so that's why Adam's two sky wheelies got the win. And then donut competition was Jurassic Attack, David Olfert again. Another nice donut, better than Adam's. And then freestyle, Jurassic Attack, David Olfert, which I think was the run of the weekend, was this specific freestyle, his show 5 freestyle. That was had to be the freestyle of the weekend. And I think that was also the moment of the entire weekend, moment of the show too. Jurassic Attack's freestyle, that was outstanding. Just the way he flings the truck around and saves it from spilling over. Two moonwalks, nice. Just like from two transition moonwalks where he tried to get the truck upset, then do it. Awesome. Great stuff. Megalodon had nice skills. You know, Kristen, nice skills. Oh, yeah, she flipped in the skills competition this show. She tried to reverse popper and then flipped backwards across the pad and then landed on the floor. That was cool. I was pretty up close for that. And by the way, if you want to see some footage of what I'm talking about, go check out my channel. Go check out the videos. I have videos of every competition, every run. The full show's up on my channel right now. So yeah, check those out. Monster Jam Lord, youtube.com/c/monsterjamlord. You can even get there from my Instagram. Instagram at monster.jam.lord and Twitter at monsterjamlord. But yeah, the moment of this show, Jurassic Attack freestyle. Sorry, I got a little sidetracked there. But yeah, so that's the winners of all 5 shows. We got Adam Anderson, 2 overalls. Todd LeDuc, Kristen Anderson, and Bryce Kenny all have 1 overall each themselves. And I guess let's like recap the whole weekend, the weekend as a whole. Let's just get into that. I mean, racer of the weekend, we have to go Todd LeDuc. 3 wins, and then he makes it to like the semifinals in the last 2 days. Pretty dang good. Todd LeDuc, obviously, he's going to be the best racer. Yeah, that's not a surprise coming into these shows, even in an arena. Not surprised at all that he took the racings. So, yeah, Todd LeDuc, I'd say, is the racer of the weekend. The skills competitor of the weekend, you got to go Kristen Anderson. She's the one who's used to this type of environment, and she did what she was used to, what she did every single weekend before the shutdown, and that kept her consistent. She had, you know, really interesting skills runs. She had a flip. She did something different pretty much every time, even though she did the same thing every time, where, you know, she had a crash one time. One time she spun it around, like did a 180 while she was in the skills. Then she completed her attempt successfully multiple times. So yeah, she was the skills competitor of the weekend. Not a surprise there. And then donut competitor of the weekend, Adam Anderson, Megalodon, has 3 donut wins, and then he might even deserve more. It was either him or David Olfer. Those two were like the only two who even got close to each other in the donut competition. No one else really did that much, surprisingly. So I got to give it to Adam Anderson, though, and Megalodon, definitely the donut competitor of the weekend. And then freestyler of the weekend, this isn't going to come as a surprise, not at all. So we got Jurassic Attack, David Olfert. So that was really good, really good. Impressive showing for David Olfert this weekend. Like, I wasn't expecting it. Like, I knew he was good. I'd heard things and I saw people say that he was good. But it was surprising to me just how good he was. Like, he outdid so many other people. Like, he outdid Kristen, Bryce, Adam, Todd, all of them. And, you know, it wasn't their environment, the arena, but still, it was surprising how much better he did, like, than any of them, not even close. Like, when it came to the arena awareness, the way he would move around the track, the speed he carried, it was insane. Awesome run for David Olfert. Awesome runs for David Olfert. Definitely freestyler of the weekend. And, dare I say, MVP of the weekend, David Olfert. My first MVP of the weekend. And by the way, this is going to be a thing I do once the shows start rolling out more. Every time we have a show, you know, I'm going to cover them in that week, you know, that weekend shows. And I'm going to have my MVP of the weekend. Our first MVP of the weekend, David Olfert, Jurassic Attack. That's a surprise, isn't it? Like, he outdid Todd LeDuc and Adam Anderson. Those are like two of the top guys in the company. Not in their environments, but still. He outdid them. David Olfert, excuse me, MVP of the weekend. Great showing. I love the new Jurassic Attack design. I don't even know if it's independent or not. I know he's an independent, his truck, but I don't know if Jurassic Tech is, because Jurassic Tech is in all the games and stuff, but hasn't run in 10 years. So I don't know if Feld, that's a Feld body now or what, but that was really good. Jurassic Tech, David Wolfert, awesome. Great showing this weekend. Impressive. So let's just recap the winners of the competitions for this weekend. Travis Groth, troublemaker, nothing. Got nothing. That's not a surprise either. Obviously, he was just, you know, last minute filling. Same with Aaron Basil and Devastator. Nothing. Not a surprise. And Obsessed Eric Swanson. Not even a skills one. He did a lot worse than I expected him to, especially in the skills. He's improved every year since I've seen him. He's a local San Diego. You know, well, he's at San Diego every year. I mean, he's in Bakersfield. But he comes to San Diego every year. Always see him. San Diego, Anaheim. And he improves every year. Especially in the skills. But, nah, nothing. Nothing in the skills. Freestyle was pretty boring. Racing, he did average. Not much from Obsessed. I was kind of disappointed. But you move on to Bryce Kenny. First guy to actually have something right here. He had one overall, but zero competition wins the whole weekend. That is not surprising for who he is in the lineup. Like, it's surprising because, yeah, Bryce Kenny, I would expect him to get some wins. But when you look at the lineup, you're like, yeah, he would be the guy in the lineup to have zero competition wins but an overall. You know, that makes sense. But yeah, just rudimentary stuff. Like, it was Bryce Kenny's weekend was pretty much like he's putting on an exhibition, just showing off that he's good, but didn't do anything crazy. Probably because he was told to by Feld that, you know, hey, just like, please don't break the truck or break the body. We could use some, you know, extra cash in them. The pocket, you know, don't want to spend everything right now. You know, we're not making the most money like everyone else in the whole world because of the shutdowns. So they probably told him to calm down, which he did. But yeah, just, he did the most consistent of the weekend. Just like nothing too crazy. And, you know, he wasn't bad at all. So he was probably the most consistent, most baseline of the weekend with zero competition wins. Moving on to Kristen. She had one overall this weekend. No wins in racing or donuts. One freestyle win and three skills wins. So that's pretty good. This shows that she's good in the skills, that she's got that consistency. Yeah, good weekend for Kristen Anderson. You know, just pretty much what you'd expect. Like, she'd be right in the middle of the pack of where it comes to skills. Like, not skills challenge, but like skills in every competition. Pretty accurate. So then you move on to Adam Anderson. Two overalls, the most of the weekend. Two racing wins, one skills win, three donut wins, and surprisingly zero freestyle wins. Who would have thought that Adam would get all these other wins and not freestyle? That's surprising. But he looks like he has the most wins out of anyone in the weekend, which is six, across all competitions, not including the overalls. So Adam actually did pretty good. For the first three shows underperforming, he did pretty good in the last two, really brought him up in the wins competition or wins category. Great, it turned out to be a great weekend for Adam Anderson. And then Todd LeDuc, he had one overall across the weekend, three racing wins, one skill win, no donut wins, and one freestyle win. So yeah, again, you know, it's Todd LeDuc. You got to expect that. Even though he's in an arena, you got to expect that he's going to get those wins. He got five wins across all competitions that weekend, right behind Adam Anderson. Pretty good. Yeah, it's what you'd expect from Todd. He did what you'd expect for him in an arena, not in a stadium. And then let's move on to David Wolfert. He got zero overalls. I will say, surprisingly, in retrospect, zero racing wins, zero skills wins, two donuts, and three freestyles. Three freestyles? Holy crap. Like, that's insane, especially with the lineup. But, yeah, that was really good. Most, I would say, you know, he didn't get the most wins, didn't show the most skill across everything, but the most entertaining driver of the weekend, by far, David Wolfert, because he did those reverse poppers in the skills a little bit. The donuts, his donuts were insane every single time. I wonder if it's just the way the body looks. No, it's actually because he was good. And then freestyle, best freestyles by far. Three wins. Just, he lacked in racing. That was where he was lacking. So I guess the moment of the weekend would have to be his show 5 freestyle. That was probably the most entertaining thing of the weekend, or maybe Adam's flip into the wall. That was cool. But I would say Jurassic Attack, David Wolfert's freestyle with the moment of the weekend. And MVP of the weekend, David Wolfert, already said it, but I'll say it again. Just first MVP of the weekend, David Olfert in Jurassic Attack. And he did really good. Really good. Surprised me. I am glad to have seen him in this show, especially in Jurassic Attack, because I think he drove like Bounty Hunter before in his only Monster Jam shows. But now he's in Jurassic Attack, got his own ride. Pretty cool. But yeah, that was the weekend, everyone. That's the recap of the first weekend of 2021, Salt Lake City, January 8th, 9th, and 10th. Or it might have been, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Yeah, that was it. And that's it. Or maybe, actually, was it 8th, 9th, and 10th? Let me look. 8, 9, and 10. Yep, 8, 9, and 10. See, there we go. January 8th, 9th, and 10th, Monster Jam in Salt Lake City, first weekend out. That was a recap of everything. If you want to watch these, go on my channel, youtube.com/C/Monster Jam Lord. Type in Monster Jam Lord in YouTube. You can find my channel through the everything that this podcast is on, Spotify, Believe Podcast Network, iTunes, Stitcher. You can find my channels from there. Make sure to watch all these other podcasts because this is the third one now. And then stay tuned. We're going to have at least one of these a week for every week. And if give me ideas what you guys want to see for the podcast, you know, any video ideas you want to see on the channel, youtube.com/C/Monster Jam Lord. Follow me on Instagram, monster.jam.lord. And thanks, everybody. That's it for this episode of Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I am Monster Jam Lord. Thanks for watching. Have a good one.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.